The Great Celestial Sea. The days lengthened into weeks, the weeks into months, and those in turn crept into years. The duties and joys of heaven grew clearer with each passing hour. Our home life was perfect, though we looked forward with joy to the future coming of our son and his wife to make our ties complete. We had spoken often of going together to the Great Celestial Sea, but the time never seemed quite ripe for doing so. But one evening I said to my brother, "I have a strange desire to go out to the sea, if you think it is wise that we should do so." "I am glad that it is your desire to go, as it is mine to have you. I was about to propose this blessed journey. I will not go at this time, as it is best that you two should go alone." So in the quivering light of the glorious morning we started, full of a holy joy that together we might make this special journey. We entered and passed through the great forest where the golden light fell through the branches and birds of glorious plumage and song were darting everywhere. As we drew near the sea, we could hear the